Raiden, you all right?
Yeah. How about you guys?
Barely managed, but we're all right.
The chopper?
We need some time for repairs.
Oh.
The president's all yours.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
What?
Are you the Snake? They said you were dead.
No, not me. There are still too many things I need to do.
Snake, you're a legend, and that's why I need to ask you this.
Legend? A legend is nothing but fiction. Someone tells it, someone else remembers, everybody passes it on.
I'm here because I was assigned to this mission, not because I want to. If I could, I'd be out of here in a second. How could you come back to all this? Why keep fighting?
There's something my best friend said to me once.
What?
We're not tools of the government or anyone else. Fighting was the only thing I was good at at least I always fought for what I believed in.
What about the DNA results from that body?
That was Liquid's body. He and Snake are identical on the genetic level.
Liquid?
A deception, for our own protection. We stole his frozen body from some organization. Kind of a hassle, though.
That's all there is to it.
Are you two really an NGO?
Insofar as we're a non-profit organization of civilians advocating a cause, yes. The cause happens to be the eradication of Metal Gear.
We work on our own, but it's a cause worth fighting for.
Why would you stick your neck out for something this risky?
That's the way I used to look at it, 4 years ago. I was holed up in the middle of nowhere in Alaska, drinking too much.
We have a responsibility to the coming generations, to the world.
What responsibility?
To keep track of the mistakes we've made as a species.
We need to remember, to spread the word, to fight for change, and that's what keeps me alive.
You think you can change the future?
Nah, I'm not as arrogant as that.
What you do isn't grassroots activism. It's more like terrorism.
I admit that.
But our group, Philanthropy, received some information. A new Metal Gear prototype was being developed here, and terrorists were planning to raid the facility. The information came from a very reliable source.
So you're here to...
We're here to stop all that. But I also have a personal motive.
Looks like the terrorists have his sister in the big shell. We're here on our own, not under anyone's orders. We have our own battles. Otacon's here for someone. I'm not.
This is a military mission.
Jack, are you all right?
Just barely.
You almost gave me a heart attack.
Sorry, it wasn't intentional.
I know that, and I know I need to stay stronger.
Say a prayer for me, Rose, so I can come back.
You will make it back. I'm with you all the way, remember?
That means a lot to me, you know.
I'm going to save the data, okay, Jack?
Colonel, Metal Gear's already gone active.
It's not too late. You can still prevent a nuclear strike by securing the president and preventing password confirmation from taking place. Get to the president. He's in the core section of Shell 2.
I'm checking the satellite images. Looks like you can get to the core from the other side of Strut L.
The core hasn't gone under yet from what we can tell. Follow the railings down, then jump onto the pipes.
The only viable strut in the outer perimeter is the L. That attack just now doesn't make any sense. It's like they have no more use for this place.
Colonel, you were monitoring the codec calls. That man was the real Snake all along.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Don't let your guard down with him.
Why do you say that?
Because they were never a part of the simulation. They're an unknown factor.
You can take your simulation and... We're out here. We bleed. We die.
Calm down.
I suggest that you do, Raiden. Even if that is Snake, that has no bearing on your mission.
Colonel, you and Snake used to be on the same side. I don't understand. I read about you and Snake in the Darkness of Shadow Moses.
I don't give a damn what that piece of trash said. Do you get me?